Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Wake and Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. This is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for 30 minutes, I dive into three stories in Major League Baseball that I want to talk about, or I do a stat deep dive. Sometimes I create my own stats. It gets weird. It's now your go-to podcast for staying up to date and in the weeds with Major League Baseball. No topic is off limits or too small. Bad umpires, great pitcher-catcher duos, new rules, old rules, three things that I want to talk about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it. Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcast or on the iHeart Radio app.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And oh man, Chris, do you have that clip of Biden? Hold on, we have breaking news. Breaking news.
It's journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse, he's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse. Joe Biden spoke a little bit earlier today. We just got our hands on this clip, and I just want you to sit back and put a smile on your face and listen to your commander-in-chief.
They may not know your name, but you have their gratitude, and that's what public service is all about. It's that what the President Rank Award is all about. They're about the families in every corner of this country.
Today, Junior!
Oh, gosh. All right, listen. I'm going to do something rare here. Apparently, the phone lines are full, so apparently y'all are raring to go. But, you know, I don't take many calls. And I definitely don't take many open-ended ones. We're going to cover the rules again for all the new listeners. No small talk. None. No hi, how are you? No love the show. I know you love the show. You could be listening to anything right now. Instead, you're listening to the show and you called into the show. So the love you have for me, your shogun, Chris, the love you have for me, that's already built in. All that's built in. All right. No one in the country wants to hear us small talk. Nobody. And I'm not going to thank you for the call. Get to the point. Get to it quickly. We're going to motor through some things. Seth in St. Louis, go.
Jesse, I'm calling from Pure Talk. I sleep on Giza sheet. I have a Mantis X, a hero gun. I have gold that you can hold. I have an Agent Pure. And all I want to know is, what car did you buy?
Oh. Everyone keeps asking me about the car since Michael Berry spilled the beans that I went out and had. I bought a midlife crisis car, okay? I bought a midlife crisis car. Is that okay? And it's fast. What, Chris? No, it's not a Corvette. Okay, I don't even think I would fit in a Corvette. You know what? Forget about you, Chris. Dale in Pennsylvania, go.
Hey, I just want to ask you a question. With the White House, can we add a little adjective towards that called the White Lie House?
Dale, that's the worst joke I've ever heard in my entire life. Michael in New Jersey, go.
Yes, Mr. Kelly.
Yes, sir.
When COVID started, I believe that the Chinese people are doing this intentionally to the American people to kill the old folk with the COVID and the fentanyl to kill the young folk. What do you think?
Here's what I think. This, you know, let's have a COVID talk here. Let's pause for a second. Let's have a COVID talk. This is just what I think, okay? I've interviewed so many people on radio and TV about COVID and COVID origins and what COVID goes after and whatnot. So let me pause that part for a second because that part may take a little longer. Let's talk about fentanyl. Remember, we had 100,000 Americans die last year from overdoses. This stuff, and look, I don't understand all the chemicals behind it. I'm not a big drug guy, but this stuff is bad. This stuff kills people in very, very, very small doses. And this stuff comes from China. Would a totalitarian country like China, would they allow this stuff to pour into our country out of their country if they didn't want that to be the case? Of course they want that to be the case. Beyond that, let's talk about COVID. What I believe, and I'm not staring at the evidence, and Lord knows they've covered up enough of it and lied about enough of it, so I don't know that we'll ever get here. What I believe is this. I believe that partially funded by America, they were doing research on dangerous viruses. That's what they were doing. They were doing it in that lab in Wuhan. Because of that, it got out. I just think it got out. I think it got out by accident. That's what I suspect. I suspect it got out by accident. And then because this is man-made, it spread faster than other viruses did. And the only reason I believe the accident thing is this. Let me be clear. The only reason I believe the accident thing is this thing is ravaging China and destroying China's economy too. China, remember, part of the reason we're in such dire economic straits worldwide, not just America, but worldwide. Go look at a map. They're available online. You know what, Chris? Put this on our show's social media so people can see what I'm talking about. At Jesse Kelly Show on Twitter and at Jesse Kelly Show on Instagram. We use that so we can kind of give you visuals on things. And also these idiots use it to make inappropriate jokes, which is funny too. But it's a visual. It's a map visual of all the ships, all the cargo shipping that is parked off the coast of Shanghai. China's in lockdown. China has locked down Shanghai, and the ships can't get in or out. Many of those ships trying to get in are ours. Many of the ships that need to load up with gear and bring it to us, they're coming this way. So I think this thing got out by accident, and then because China sucks, they lied about the whole thing to try to cover it up as much as possible. Remember, this is a fact. What I'm about to tell you is a fact. China, they allowed domestic travel, or they banned domestic travel, but allowed travel to the United States of America after they discovered coronavirus. Boom, they discovered coronavirus. Hey, no more flights inside China. Hey, let them go to America, though. That's intentional. I think when it escaped, they realized they had something on their hands that could really, really hurt us, and they sent it out. And then America's Democratic Party, because they hate China, or they hate America the same way China hates America, they decided to take it and run with it. They knew they could use coronavirus to completely destroy the thing that was going to get Donald Trump reelected easily, the economy. That's what I believe about China and COVID. The fentanyl, I believe, is intentional. COVID, just an opinion. I could easily be wrong. I think that got out of a lab accidentally. Devin in Illinois, go. Devin, you're fired. Mike, Jeremy in Washington, go.
Yeah, three things real quick. First of all, I believe the number on your website is wrong. It says 887-377. Secondly, how do you feel about sous-vide your steak prior to grilling it? And third, do you think in any way that the Democrats or the LGBT community are in any way aware that every single time they seem to support something, they inflate it so much that there's a backlash that actually causes more damage to the thing that they support. How do you feel about that?
Okay, couple things. One, that's really embarrassing if we have the phone number wrong on the website. Chris, is the phone number really wrong on the website? Oh, we're a very professional operation around here. Can we get that fixed, please? That's one. Two, how do I feel about, I think he called it sous-vaying the steak. That's the steak that goes in the plastic bag thingy, right, Chris? That you sous-vide? Is that Italian or something? Either way, doesn't matter. How do I feel about it? As a man, I would never put my steak in boiling water to cook it. Also, I've had a sous-vide steak before, and it was the greatest thing I've ever eaten in my entire life. All right, finally, to answer your question about Democrats and LGBTQ, and every time they come out and this kind of crazy talk, do they realize they're hurting themselves? Well, listen to this person. Listen closely. This is another one of these trans teachers. I want you to listen to this person.
This is how I explain what being transgender means to kids. When a baby is born, the doctor looks at the baby and says, oh, this is a little girl, or, oh, this is a little boy. And sometimes the doctor gets that wrong. So when I...
Okay, I think we've heard enough there. Now, I want you to understand something about what you just heard. We are on the heels of what? 2-3 weeks of endless reveals of these different videos that show these teachers to be grooming monsters who are going after your kids. And we now know this is killing the Democratic Party. All the poll numbers are in. This is the biggest election loser in the world. They know it. Everyone knows it. And yet they still are putting out these videos. This is a new video that came out. How does this happen? Why wouldn't they stop? Well, here's why you think it should stop or would stop. Same reason I think. If I'm doing something that's unpopular and I need to be popular to get elected, well, I'm going to stop doing the unpopular thing, right? That's how I think. That's how you think. But again, we always have to put ourselves in the minds of these people. When I say it's a religion, that's because it's their religion. If it's not popular, if it's not catching on, if it's hurting the poll numbers, well, are you, Chris is a Jew. Chris, would you set aside your Judaism if it was bad for the poll numbers? Probably not. If you're a born-again Christian listening to the show, if talking about Jesus hurts your poll numbers, are you going to say, oh, I'm done doing that? No. We have to understand these are religious fanatics. Religious fanatics committed to communism, as committed as you are to your God. It doesn't matter that it's hurting them at the polls. They think they're right. All right, we'll get back to more of these. 877-377-4373. I do have an immigration talk we have to have that's going to offend pretty much everybody. Before we do that, let's do something else that's offensive. Guys, your estrogen levels. Look, it's not your fault. There are estrogens in the water, estrogens in the plastics. Do you think it's an accident testosterone levels are half of what they were 50 years ago? 50 years ago is not ancient history. That's 1980. They're half. The guys at Chalk, they can change it for you. In 90 days, you can get your T levels up 20%. 90 days, 20%. They have what's called a vitality stack. A vitality stack. Go to CHOQ.com, use the promo code Jesse, and you can save a fortune off Chalk's Vitality Stack. I've been taking this for, 5-6 months now. This stuff is amazing, and it's all natural. Not chemicals, not medical crap, all natural. Patriotic company, U.S. manufacturing. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and let's have a quick talk before I get back to these calls. You know, I'll do a couple of those first, but then we're going to have an illegal immigration talk that's going to offend people, but I don't care. I feel like we're a million miles away from having the talks we need to have about illegal immigration. But in the meantime, let's churn and burn. Evan in Pennsylvania, go.
Jesse, the only call that got dropped on my Pure Talk phone was the Jesse Kelly Show. I can't believe it, but 2,000 Mules is going to be playing here in Reading, Pennsylvania, and which is PA District 6. Call me Chrissy Houlihan. In 2020, Trump all the way down the ticket won every Republican except for a Republican running against her. So there's no doubt that she stuffed the ballot box. And yesterday I tried to get tickets for the movie. It's going to be showing on Wednesday, and it's already sold out. So we're going to buy the DVD instead.
Dude, that's the one I'm going to see, too. Look, I want to see it. That's why I'm going to Florida. Dinesh asked me to come to Florida and watch it, and I want to see it. I have had Dinesh. I had him on my TV show last week on the First TV. Remember, my TV show is on the First TV every night, 9 p.m. Eastern time. We have a Che Guevara special out right now on the First TV, by the way. But yeah, I had Dinesh on my TV show last week, and I've talked to him off air, and he wants me to come see it. And he told me, he said, look, it's not my opinion. We're going to show you, it's not only videotape of the mules. Remember, the movie's called Mules because a mule is someone who hauls something illegal for you, like drug mules. Well, there are ballot mules, too. He said, you don't have to take my word for it. They not only have videotape, they've harvested the GPS data from the cellular towers. And get this, this is what floored me when I was interviewing Dinesh. He said, hey, you know those Antifa Black Lives Matter scumbags you saw burning down the cities? Those were your mules. Do we have a group of communist foot soldiers in this country doing anything illegal the Democratic Party once done at any given time? It sure seems like we do. It sure seems like we do. Jacob in Colorado, go.
Burgermeister, I have two sons, Aiden Jr. and Jaden Jr. Just kidding. They made me Jesse Kelly burger this weekend, but they told me that they've added a little twist to it, and as they called it, the perfect burger. And I got to tell you, they knocked it out of the ballpark. The oldest, who's 18, adds a tablespoon of horseradish, and the youngest adds four slices of bacon on top.
Okay, one, your oldest, I'm sure he's going to grow up to be a successful human being, but his food taste sucks. Horseradish is disgusting. Your youngest, however, the one who added bacon, he's probably going to cure cancer or something like that. All right, I have to get to my immigration talk. I'll get back to these. 877-377-4373. Blake Masters, he's a friend of mine. He's running for Senate out in Arizona, and I hope he wins. Good man. He had something to say. He was at a party over the weekend, a fundraiser, and this is a little long. He was talking about illegal immigration, and these comments are somehow being viewed as controversial, so I wanted to play some of them.
Well, do you think all those guys become citizens, the 4 million, which is probably...
We can never let it happen, right? No, I say no. If your first interaction with our country is to break its immigration laws, you never get to be a citizen, period,
that's
right? Okay,
that's all. That's what I want to hear.
Ever. I think, you know, and people say, well, what about the dreamers? And it's like, sorry, no amnesty for dreamers. If you're a dreamer, we don't even want to use the left language, right? If you're brought here as a child, you're 6 months old, you don't know. It's your parents committed the immigration crime. But you grow up and you feel like you're an American, right? If my parents snuck into Germany and I was raised speaking German, I would feel German in some sense. But I wouldn't begrudge the German government for not giving me official German citizenship because, like, I didn't do it the right way, right? Mm-hmm. And I think the reasonable compromise with those folks is if you are paying taxes, you're registered, and you're not committing crimes, you can stay. But you're never going to be a United States citizen. And how crazy is it? Remember the activist that chased Senator Sinema into the bathroom?
Yeah.
Pounding on the bathroom stall. Vote for this amnesty. That's what that activist wanted. She was a so-called dreamer. She was literally an illegal alien. So you've got an illegal alien in a country chasing a high-level government official, saying, make me legal, and then nothing happened to her. I think she got, like, the lightest misdemeanor slap on the wrist. But, like, in a sane and proud country, that activist is let out in handcuffs and is deported the next day.
100% right. 100% right. In a sane country, these illegal immigrant groups, and there are groups, they're open groups, they have websites, they have social media pages, illegal alien in America. In a sane country, they're all rounded up, and they're all deported the next day. I remember when I was running for Congress and we had this event. It was up in the Phoenix area. It doesn't matter what it was. And a group of illegal immigrants stormed in and started protesting the event. And I was so new to politics, I didn't quite understand it. I had the microphone. I was up there. There were three or four of us on the stage. And I said, well, I'll call the sheriff. Why can't we just call the sheriff and have him deported? And they acted like that wasn't something that was even possible. in this country, if we're going to have a sovereign nation with our culture, and believe me, we do have a culture here. We do. I know they want you to believe we're just this aimless floating America thing. No, we have a culture here. We have values. If we're going to preserve that at all, we're going to begin rounding people up en masse and deporting them from the country. And here, let's get offensive here. That includes children. I know that makes people uncomfortable. I get it. I know you picture, you know, a SWAT team kicking down a door and taking little Lupe out of the house and that you got to go home. I know that makes you uncomfortable. And it's not like I sit there and cheer. But until illegal immigrants, potential illegal immigrants from other countries, until they learn that everyone they bring here will be deported, they're going to keep coming. They're going to keep coming. We have got to start getting a lot less friendly and a lot more harsh when it comes to illegal immigration. We just simply do. You gotta go. I still can't get over this clip from Mayorkas earlier.
What it does is it works to ensure that the way in which we address threats, the connectivity between threats and acts of violence are addressed without infringing on free speech, protecting civil rights and civil liberties.
Yeah, that's not an answer at all. All right, 877-377-4373. We're going to get to emails. We're going to get to the calls. I have to get to this story about the Fed and raising rates and ouch. Hang on.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. If you follow me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lydie Hoyt, Allison Roman, and of course, Ina Garten and Martha Stewart. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste that comes out every Thursday, and it's serving up recipes that will make your mouth water. Think a candied bacon Bloody Mary, tacos with cabbage slaw, curry cauliflower with almonds and mint, and cherry slab pie with vanilla ice cream to top it all off. I mean, yum, I'm getting hungry. But if you're not sold yet, we also have kitchen tips like a foolproof way to grill the perfect burger and must-have products like the best cast iron skillet to feel like a chef in your own kitchen. All you need to do is sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for about 30 minutes, I dive into three topics in Major League Baseball that I am interested in. Breaking stories, trends, stats, weird stuff. Sometimes I make up my own stats. Sometimes I do a lot of research, and it ends up, I was wrong the whole time. So that's something you can get in on. Use Jimmy's Three Things podcast to stay up to date on Major League Baseball and to make you just a smidge smarter than your friend who's a baseball fan. You listen to me and then you go tell him, hey, I know this and you don't. So I make you smarter than your friends. That's what Jimmy's Three Things is all about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You could also find it on the Talkin' Baseball YouTube channel, and new episodes drop every Tuesday.
In 1982, Atari players had one thing on their minds.
Sword Quest. This wasn't just a new game. Atari promised 150 grand in prizes to four finalists, but the prizes disappeared. And what started as a video game promotion became one of the most controversial moments in 80s pop culture.
I just don't believe they exist. That would be my reaction, shock and awe.
That sword was amazing. It was so beautiful.
I'm Jamie Loftus. Join me this spring for The Legend of Sword Quest, a podcast about the fall of Atari and the disappearing Sword Quest prizes. We'll follow the quest for lost treasure across four decades.
It's almost like a metaphor for the industry and Atari itself in a way.
Listen to The Legend of Sword Quest on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And remember, this is the human being. Remember, Mayorkas said that this person is qualified. Remember what Mayorkas said about this Nina Jankowicz?
Do you think the person you chose to head of it expressed too much politics on their Twitter feed and it's caused some consternation?
Eminently qualified individual, a recognized expert on battling the threat of disinformation that presents a threat to the security of our homeland from Russia, from China, from Iran, from the cartels.
This is Nina Jankowicz.
As somebody who studies disinformation, yesterday was really tough.
She's talking about January 6th, by the way.
I kept thinking about how in October I testified before the House Intelligence Committee and I told them that disinformation was dismantling democracy. But I was challenged to provide examples of how that was happening. I talked about how Gretchen Whitmer was nearly kidnapped because of disinformation.
Nearly kidnapped by the FBI. The FBI planned, organized, and funded the entire thing. I'll let her continue with her disinformation.
An incitement to violence online. And I talked about the suppression of black voters. But yesterday's...
There is no suppression of black voters in America. This thing has been shot down 1,000 times over. We've even had various conservative organizations go to black areas like Harlem and say, hey, do you know how to get an ID? And every single person says, yeah, you just go right down to the DMV. It's right down there. She continues.
Violence in the U.S. Capitol is the starkest example yet that disinformation is not just dank memes or silly TikTok videos. It actually has real life effects, not only on the functioning of our republic, but on public safety. So please take some care before you share.
On public safety, you should be more worried than you are that they keep bringing this back to public safety. There's a reason. Bonnie in Pennsylvania, go.
Jesse, what can you tell me about the Great Reset? The conservatives are talking about it, and I don't really understand it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I am here to help. The Great Reset. The Great Reset is something that is talked about by something called the World Economic Forum. World Economic Forum. You have any World Economic Forum audio, Chris? The World Economic Forum. It's this group of elites, international elites, led by Klaus Schwab. Just hang on. Stay with me for a second. Klaus Schwab is not some insignificant nobody. Every world leader, Xi Jinping, Joe Biden, all of them, he's got them all on speed dial. They answer when he calls. He's a massively powerful human being. What the Great Reset is, for them... For the world elites, the global elites, this goes from our billionaires, politicians, China's, so on and so forth. They view the Western countries, Western republics, Western democracies. They view the limits on government power as actually hurting humanity. A guy like, we're going to make this about Klaus Schwab. I'm going to stick with this because I don't want to confuse anyone else. Hang on a sec. We'll get to that audio in a second, Chris. When it comes to Klaus Schwab, he looks at the United States of America, and he sees we have freedoms, right? You have rights. The government can't do this. They can't do that. They can't do this. You have freedoms. Klaus Schwab genuinely believes in his heart of hearts, those freedoms, they're holding back the world. You shouldn't have rights. You shouldn't have freedoms. Those should be taken away And all that power should be given to him and the Bidens and the Jeff Bezoses and the Bill Gates and the elites should have all the power. Then they'll be able to, in their godlike status, control the world and make the world what they consider to be a better place. That is the Great Reset. And you have to understand, they're very serious about it. They're very purposeful about it. You have some WEF audio, Chris? Go ahead.
It's a young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, half of this government, are actually young noble leaders of the world. We penetrate the cabinets.
The change is not just happening. The change can be shaped by us.
We have to prepare for a more angry world. How to prepare? Take the necessary action to create a fairer world. I see the need for a great reset.
So people assume we are just going back to the good old world which we had and everything will be normal again. This is, let's say, fiction. It will not happen.
There is only one way this pandemic is going to go. It's going to get worse and worse and worse.
The next crisis is already waiting for us around the corner, and it is the climate crisis.
Did you hear what he said? The next crisis is coming. We're not going back to the old ways. We have to be ready. These are all things they say because they're always going to sell you on more government power. More power for them and less power for you. They're always going to sell it as being for your own good, for the greater good, for the, what's that word? Starts with the P they've loved for the past 2 years, for the public health. It's always going to be sold that way. The Great Reset, it means they want to reset the freedoms enjoyed by the Western countries and move to this communist cabal where, just like in every other communist country, there's a committee that has all the power. You have none. The World Economic Forum, they actually put out a flyer. We've put it up on the website before. I'll do it again. They actually put out a flyer that said, if I remember right, verbatim, it's 2030, you'll own nothing, and you'll be happy. They envision a world where you are told what to do, where to go, what to wear, what to think, what to say, and that world will be better than these disgusting freedoms you have now. And this is not some internet conspiracy theory. I want people to understand this. This is not some internet conspiracy theory. These are powerful people, and they say these things on camera. They're more than comfortable saying these things on camera. You know, the New York Times, along the same lines, the New York Times had an article out about Tucker Carlson, some like 10-page article where they're trashing Tucker. And the main crux of the article was, he's always telling working people that the elites are against them, and he's turning working people against us. It's not right. And listen, Tucker's right. Remember what we talked about? I think this might have been on Friday's show. I used this really, really horrible, horrible analogy, but I'm going to use it again anyway, where I view the people as being this, picture you're a big ball of Play-Doh in your hand. And that's us. That's you. That's me. That's the people. And the elites, the politicians, billionaires, globally and in America, view them as this ball that somebody reaches a hand in and they kind of grab a chunk of that ball and they start pulling it away. And it's being pulled away like you're taking a piece out of the Play-Doh. And they continue to pull away. And as they continue to pull away and separate from us, well, they understand you're going to be upset about it. They're going to have less and less in common with you. And they're going to continue to be more and more hostile to us. Remember, I mean, I played it for you at the beginning of the show. If you missed any part of the show, the whole thing's on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Remember, here's Eric Adams. As we speak, Eric Adams, mayor of New York City, he's at the Met Gala, this big fancy thing with a bunch of nerds you wouldn't like. But he's there without a mask on. I've already seen a picture of him. This is Eric Adams when asked about you being forced to wear a mask.
A federal judge has ruled that Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they can't require masks on airplanes and other transport.
You think it's a mistake to not require masks on planes, on trains, and in high traffic areas?
Yes, I think it's a huge mistake not to require. We're still requiring it in our subway system and on our bus.
But it's not required for him as they pull away from you. All right, all right. I'll get to a couple more calls and then headlines I didn't get to. Let's get to this email real quick first, though. Jesse, I bought the Eden Pure because I have three golden doodles, and I'm sure I don't have to tell you what that smells like after running around outside all day. These things are miracle workers. You can walk in my house and you can't even tell I have dogs. Here's another example. My wife was cooking a pot of red beans and usually can smell them through the whole house. You couldn't smell anything. My wife told me she lost her smell because she couldn't smell her beans. That's how good these things work. Jesse, I'm 47 years old and I'm disabled with Parkinson's disease and I don't have a lot of extra money, but these things are worth every penny. I really appreciate you backing a great product. I love your show. I listen every day. Says I can use his name. His name is John Nunez. When I tell you Eden Pure Thunderstorm works, you know, I'm done telling you. I don't have to anymore. You write in and tell me every day. They're amazing. And they have a 3-pack for sale for my listeners. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use the code Jesse3. Jesse and the number 3. That gets you $200 off. EdenPureDeals.com. Code Jesse3.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
Ever since you've come into office, things are really looking up. You know, gas is up, rent is up, food is up, everything.
As Joe Biden sits there and laughs while he hears about your hardship, I'm telling you, they are pulling away. They're pulling away from the Play-Doh, Chris. Remember, it's the Jesse Kelly Show. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And I think I have breaking news, kind of breaking news. This just dropped on us.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
This is the headline, and I will caution you, don't get your heads up because we're probably not going to find out if this is real until June or July. Don't get your hopes up. I mean, don't get your hopes up. Calm down. The Supreme Court has voted to strike down Roe versus Wade, according to an initial draft majority opinion written by Justice Samuel Alito and obtained by Politico. So, of course, that's according to Politico. We aren't going to know that for a month or two, I would say. Don't get your hopes up. As I say, don't get your hopes up, I will be honest. My hopes are already officially up, about as high as they could get. That would be just beyond wonderful. Beyond wonderful for this country. Grady in San Diego, go.
Hey, Jesse. So you say on the COVID that the international travel was authorized from China and this domestic travel was not. I agree with that 100%. But then you said that you think it was an accidental release. It accidentally got out. But if they let international travel go on, and don't you think that's intentionally released?
Yes, and but for one, I don't know that it was an accident. It might have been on purpose. I guess the way I interpret that, Grady, is the virus got out on accident, and they looked at it and thought, oh, nice, let's send it to America. I guess that's my theory, but it's just a theory. I mean, I don't know. I don't know that we'll ever know, but that's my thinking on it. That is my thinking on it. All right, let's get to an email or two before I get to headlines here, because I have been awful about emails today. Many guns. I was inspired by your commies are soft diatribe. The shots are being called by the stereotype of a former friend. He's Duke educated. He has a wealthy father and is a complete loser. The nation is being run by people who've never delivered pizza, never worked the midnight shift at a steel mill, never had to clean the guts of an accident victim off the road as a police officer. The new right should know we are in a battle with a bunch of, and I can't say that word, it is another name for a cat, but he's not necessarily wrong. And if you missed it, I was talking about it last week, where we do have an advantage here. I mean, the communists of old, like Stalin was a murderer and a bank robber and a terrorist before he ever took power. Lenin was too. Mao, I hate Mao as much as anybody. Mao was a guerrilla fighter for years in China, hiding in the mountains, killing people. I mean, tough guys. America's communists, why do you think they shrink so fast when they finally get pushed back on? They're used to dealing with an extremely soft opposition. They've been allowed to run rampant forever in this country, and they are not ready to deal with what's coming. All right, without further ado.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Fed to fight inflation with fastest rate hikes in decades. I am not here to scare you. I don't want to scare you or anything like that. I will say this. Remember, these rate hikes, they probably are going to lead not just to a recession, probably to a significant recession. They have to raise the rates. Remember, they have to raise the rates to try and avoid hyperinflation. And there's a chance that won't even work, but it's the only chance they have at avoiding hyperinflation. Keep in mind, the interest rates, we have to pay those too on our debt. And that's a major big deal. I don't want to scare anybody. Just know tough times might be coming. All right. Oh, speaking of which, Indonesia, the world's biggest palm oil exporter, is facing a shortage of cooking oil, and it's going to affect the price of everything from cheese to candy bars. Look, I don't care if you raise the price of candy bars. You start raising the price of cheese, it's time to go to war. FBI nearly triples unconstitutional searches of Americans in 2021. We talked about this earlier. 3.4 million Americans, warrantless searches. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is officially something that I think needs to be disbanded completely. I do not believe it can be salvaged. Of course, they did it all in the name of, well, we're combating Russia. And that's funny, because they've been saying you're a Russian agent for 5 years. Florida-based Tropicana is introducing cereal specifically made for orange juice. Who are these sick freaks? 72% of small businesses to increase prices due to inflation, a survey finds. 72% of the things we buy are about to get more expensive. Ow. Bill Gates warns, we have not seen the worst of COVID. Yes, we have, because Bill Gates was the worst of COVID. Study, half of the United States of America doesn't trust the FBI. Those are rookie numbers. We got to get those numbers way up. Mayorkas on Jankiewicz. She's a tremendous authority. We are very fortunate to have her. Mm-hmm. Yep, she's a tremendous hatchet man for the communists who's going to dedicate every single minute to crushing you. Tourists, rejoice. Italy and Greece relax COVID-19 restrictions. Looks like Joy Behar can finally get to Italy. All right. If you missed any part of the show, just go download the podcast. You want to talk to me? Send me an email. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. We are going to be back live and in the chair tomorrow, all right? That's all.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Waken Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Waken Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it. Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcast or on the iHeart Radio app.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for 30 minutes, I dive into three stories in Major League Baseball that I want to talk about, or I do a stat deep dive. Sometimes I create my own stats. It gets weird. It's now your go-to podcast for staying up to date and in the weeds with Major League Baseball. No topic is off limits or too small. Bad umpires, great pitcher-catcher duos, new rules, old rules, three things that I want to talk about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.